WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:01. Partly cloudy, 68 today. Windy too. 75 tomorrow, 77 on Sunday. Going to be a warm weekend.
Right Easter.
Now, 42. Yeah, 42 in the NRV, 41 in Lynchburg, 49 in Roanoke. And I have a question for you. There's something I noticed on the way into work this morning that caught my eye. And I feel like when the jackpot is this big, that's the only thing I notice. It says on the billboard out there, Powerball is $935 million
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
Why haven't I heard anybody talking about it?
We got like to get it to that jackpot, you know, that amount so then people can really get excited.
I think a lot of us we don't really pay attention to the Powerball until it's this big or we notice it. Like $300 million would do me no good, you know?
That's really the only time it stands out to me. And as someone who's never played the lotto before, I don't talk about it because then I'm going to feel peer pressure to play. Yeah. But it does start to stand out when it gets up into that $900 million. I'm like,
So that means that everybody's in.
I'm not in nothing.
You're in?
How much would it have to be for you to play it?
I'd never waste my money on that. Absolutely
not. $1, 50 cent, or whatever it is.
No, I would not do it because I don't like to lose. I'm too competitive to just throw money away. I go to Vegas and I don't gamble.
But you may lose 50 cent out of pocket.
Okay, no, because I'm going to get excited. I'm going to start playing. I'm going to give you that dollar to go to 7-Eleven to buy us all lotto tickets.
Yeah.
And while you're gone, the 10 minutes that you're gone, I've envisioned my life with that money. And then when I don't win, I'm going to be sad.
Well, Antoine, just so you know, I'm going to take $20 and buy some Powerball tickets. So.
Yay for us.
All right, Antoine, what is on your mind this morning? It feels like you got a lot to say.
The Starbucks people are getting a little too friendly.
What do you mean?
I went to the drive-thru today. You know, I paid with my little Starbucks app. And as they're handing me my coffee, they said, you going to use some of these points, sir?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait a minute, ma'am. Don't you pay attention that I have 800 points? She goes, so are you going to you gonna cash in some of these points at some point,
they
sir?
They expire.
I'm like, I know I'm going to use them, just not today. I forgot that I had them.
Are you saying you're a point hoarder?
I am. Yeah. I like it. It's like it's a video game score. I'm trying to get the high game score.
I'm trying
to text my friends.
Do you really have about 800 Starbucks points? Right now I have 89 because I used some recently.
All right, I'm pulling them up right now. Looking at my Starbucks, I have 773 mm-hmm. points.
Wow.
Stars.
Why are you not buying us coffee?
because 700 stars will get me 2.5 coffees. I ain't even got enough to buy. So. Monica, what's on your mind this Friday morning?
It happened where I had to pee so bad, I ran to the bathroom, go to pee, and I wear waist beads.
Uh-huh.
One of the beads, it broke off in the bathroom. So the little beads were everywhere yesterday.
Oh, just like in the floor?
In the floor. And my pants were still like down and beads are everywhere.
Okay, let me ask this for those of the people that don't know and I don't, what is waist beads?
Like African waist beads, they basically are like a necklace around your waist.
And as you lose weight, or
maybe just like the style of it, they'll start to just kind of.
Oh, do you feel fancier knowing that you have beads around your waist?
Even though
we can't really see it?
I mean, I just always have my beads on. Lost one yesterday, though.
Beads all over the bathroom
floor.
Those
little beads are everywhere.
That's what you knew. Does your son or daughter like to make bracelets and beads and stuff like that? You need to tell them, Mama needs a new waist bead. Start beading for me this weekend.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
The most colorful weekend of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The Easter weekend is upon us. And so we have some fun, random Easter facts.
Okay.
Like, for example, a lot of people are frustrated with Easter. 46% of people feel that the Easter Bunny is now infringing on Christmas's space Because the Easter Bunny not only is bringing candy, but the Easter Bunny brings gifts now.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They said, no, Easter Bunny, that's Santa's spot. You're taking over.
Look, the Easter Bunny was like, I'm tired of these eggs. I'm tired of these little eggs everywhere. I just want to spice it up. Let me just drop off a toy or two.
Another 50% of people say that they feel the Easter Bunny should bring money like the Tooth Fairy does.
Okay. All right, Bunny.
I will say this. Kids today are spoiled. The Easter Bunny is treating kids today a lot better than they treated me as a kid. Because all I got was a basket with some eggs and candy in it. Now people are getting like an Xbox.
Yeah, Nintendo Easter. Switch.
Yes. I'm like, well, like the Easter Bunny that I had when I was a kid must have died.
You know what?
And this is like the new cool Easter Bunny.
The next UFC fight. Easter Bunny and Santa.
Oh, they have the
What?
Well, you know, speaking of money, because nowadays, you know, outside of what the Easter Bunny is bringing, outside of that, like, you know, sometimes your grandmother might give you something. Americans are spending an estimated $22 billion on Easter. So that's on top of everything the Easter Bunny's bringing. Your parents are going above and beyond to buy some extra stuff, too, because they didn't feel like the Easter Bunny's not giving you
enough.
So
you need more and everything.
91 million chocolate bunnies are purchased during the Easter season.
Okay.
What's the part of the chocolate bunny that you should bite in first? Chris, you go first.
I always bite the ears first so it can't hear me eating the rest of its body. So,
oh, that's polite. That is.
All right, Monica.
You take a bite of the butt.
So you start with the tail.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I will occasionally start with the feet. So it's funny that all three of us are in different positions because 78% of people eat the ears first like Chris. 16% of people eat the feet first like me. And then there are 6% of people that are labeled as weirdos who always eat the tail first. Like, why are you starting from back there? Like, I don't understand.
So I can sing the song, Here Comes Peter, Cottontail.
All right, I'm done with you.
I was going to say, Antoine, I know the reason why you eat the feet first, and it's actually kind of smart.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I feel like we got a dad joke loading.
No, you're eating the feet first so it can't hop away.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I do like that. I thought you were going to say something about Antoine liking shoes.
Yeah, because...
You know, see, I don't know why that...
Because if Monica's eating the butt first and I'm eating the ears, he still has his feet where he can hop away.
All right, so... Okay. You're eating the ears first so he can't hear you eat the rest of it. I'm eating the feet first so he can't hop away. Why in the hell is Monica eating the tail first, Chris?
I'm waiting to say.
I can tell you why, because she wants to eat the tail and put it on a keychain because Easter Bunny's tail is good luck.
It's the foot, not the tail.
But we can change it to a tail.
We tried.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy all weekend, so if y'all need me, I'm sorry. I can't help you out with anything. I can't move furniture. I can't stop by and just have any kind of wine or cheese. I can't do it.
Does that mean you won't call me at all? Like, I don't have to, like, ignore your phone calls?
I guess I won't be calling. I'll be that busy.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I'm saying, like, all my electronic devices, they're coming at me. I received a notification from my phone saying that my voicemail is full. Because it's 90%. I received a message on my MacBook saying that your storage is about up. You need to purge some emails and things. And I look, I mean, I have 97,000 on one email. Then I have a little over, you know, like 100 and some thousand on another email.
It's time to delete things.
Yeah, so basically you're a digital hoarder is what it sounds like. I think you need somebody who, like me, who's very OCD to keep track of your notifications and taking care of cleaning out your inbox, deleting unused voicemails, because that's crazy.
Oh, man. I was like, I don't know. I check them, and then I'm like, all right, it's fine. And I just leave it, and it's like, it's okay to leave that voicemail, leave that email there.
Is there a particular reason that you don't delete things?
No.
Like, do you ever... think that you're going to go back and you're like, you know what, maybe I need to revisit this, so I'm not going to delete it because maybe I might need it as a reference.
Yeah, I mean, on occasion I do think that maybe
I
need to go back.
I'm giving you excuses. I'm giving you excuses.
Yeah, though. Well, I do believe that sometimes, you know, you need to go back and search for information. Maybe that email is there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I don't need all 100,000 in that one account and the other one I need to clear out.
I'm thinking, how old is that email? Because that's a lot of email, because I just looked at the email that I have. I have an old Yahoo email that I don't use very often. It's just like, it's the email address that I use to sign up for things that I don't want to bother me. I have 17,534 emails sitting in there. And the fact that you have like 97,000 emails, when did you start that email? Back in 1993?
Email started.
You know, you said that your Yahoo. Monica, I'm like, I didn't check my Yahoo.
Monica has the very first email on Earth.
It says, the subject of her email says, "Welcome to the internet." That's the very one she has.
I think it does. It's all right.
I don't even know. I don't even know where I can check to see how many emails that I do have. So I'm about to look this up. I'm curious.
Yeah, you can text in how many you have, you know, to 52353, because I know we've talked about this before. We have. I can't be. I'm not the only one.
Stop saying we. It's we. You. It's you and your people.
We are family.
No, we're not.
In order to find the number of emails I had in my old Yahoo, I had to log in on a laptop, and it says, like, you know, where it shows a display of 50, like one of this many. So, yeah.
So you logged in on a laptop. Monica had like this MS-DOS like screen something from 1912.
Gotta listen out for this guy. He said a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it today. I say that every time we play it, and we have yet to do it, but today is the day.
You feel it?
Easter weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the dyeing of the eggs and finding the Easter egg hunts and all of those things. So
all the ham biscuits.
Two words. Yes, there are ham biscuits as well. This is Two Word Celebrity. Two Word Celebrity is a game where we're going to go around as a team. We're going to name celebrities first and last name on a beat. The beat's going to go faster. We have to continue to name celebrities without messing up the beat and with also without repeating anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it to the end. Roughly a minute and a half. Can we do it? Monica or Chris, which one of you guys is going to open up the category today?
I am going to open it up, and hopefully it is actually a celebrity category and not breakfast cereals.
All right, so this is going to work, when Chris opens it up, we're going to go Chris, Monica, then Antoine. We're going to go around until we make it to the end, because we are not going to quit today.
All right, here we go. Okay. What in the world is going on? I'm picking another one.
What is that one that he's pounding about?
It says sauces.
Yeah, it says sauces.
Who wrote that category, Monica?
It could be. It possibly could have been my hand. It looks like it could be. Hold it up to light. I think it's my handwriting.
All right. What's the one you just picked up, Chris? Okay. What are we going with?
We are going with country singers.
Country singers. All right. Which is way better than sauces. Chris, Monica, then Antoine. There's no way we're making it to the end of this one.
Garth Brooks.
Toby Keith.
Beyonce Knowles.
Tim McGraw.
Patsy Cline.
Miley Cyrus.
Morgan Wallen.
Willie Nelson.
Post Malone.
Dolly Parton.
Reba McEntire.
Jelly Roll.
Taylor Swift.
Chris Stapleton.
Faith Hill.
Luke Bryan.
Carrie Underwood.
Sam Hunt.
Shania Twain.
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Yeah, Elvis did do some country music.
It was more so the off of the beat.
Yeah,
giving you.
Oh, come on!
Because you were your first. But it got.
I feel like I hit it right there. It was right there on the notch right there.
Yeah, I don't know if it was.
And
Monica.
Also, Antoine, I have to say your Post Malone is questionable.
Yeah, he said he's coming out with a country album.
Yeah, but
he's making country music.
But he hasn't done it yet.
He's not technically a country singer. Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can stop me at Beyonce Knowles then.
Yeah, that's
Taylor
true.
Swift ain't a country artist no more.
She was originally.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
All right, even though he was the first on the scene, why was a Good Samaritan arrested for trying to put out a house fire?
Oh, boy.
I'll explain. A guy named Christopher Maglino started out a hero. He showed up before the fire department and whipped out a garden hose and tried battling the fire. All good so far.
Mm-hmm.
But when the actual firefighter showed up, they repeatedly asked him to leave, and he wouldn't. He was standing there in a fire department person's t-shirt, like that was his fire department t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "No, it's cool, guys. I've got this." They're like, "No, sir, you don't have that. you don't have this fire. You've got a garden hose. We've got real hoses to put out the fire. But it just wasn't that. He was also getting in the way of the firefighters doing their job, too. Uh-huh. So after multiple commands, law units responded and took Christopher into custody. Now, he was charged with the following: resisting a public officer, impersonating a firefighter slash medical personnel, and a city ordinance violation.
Okay, well, first, was the home abandoned? You know, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
Okay, but in second, he was living out a dream. I think
I was waiting on you to defend him.
He was living out his dream.
I knew this was coming.
The one time in life, he just wanted to be a firefighter, just that one day. And he found this abandoned home, and he said, by golly, I'm just going to walk over, I'm going to set it on fire, and I'm going to have a hose ready.
I knew you were going to do this. I knew, because I could see. Now, Monica's not going to get in the way and cause the firefighters to not be able to do their job. But Monica is gosh darn sure going to try to assist if she's there. When you were telling this story, I said, did you change the gender and the name to protect Monica?
Look, they're always looking for volunteers.
not then.
Oh, no.
They don't want you to volunteer during the fire.
That's training.
Clean the house.
I feel like he may have been a disgruntled junior firefighter at some point, too.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, since it's Easter weekend, I have a dad jokes themed around the Easter bunny.
Okay.
All right, why did the Easter egg hide?
Why?
Because it was a little chicken.
Oh. Chicken.
See what you did there, okay.
What do you call a sleepy Easter egg?
What's that?
Exhausted.
Oh boy, here we go.
I think you're gonna like this next one. What do you call two Easter bunnies who are best friends?
What?
Two peeps in a pod.
That's cute.
Yeah, that one was adorable. I'll take that one.
Why was the Easter bunny so upset?
Why are you so mad?
He was having a bad hair day.
Oh man.
Okay.
All right, and last one here. What kind of jokes do eggs tell?
What kind of jokes?
Excruciatingly bad ones.
Welcome to Easter weekend.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down that bunny trail. Y'all not amused by that? All right.
I'm always amused by your singing. Okay. It's always like the best part of my day.
It's Easter weekend. And so people have, there's Easter egg hunts going on around, going on around the area. Well, I want to tell you about this inclusive Easter egg hunt that's happening on Saturday at 11. So tomorrow at 11 at Golden Park here in Roanoke. So this Easter egg hunt is for all kids. They want to make it a safe space for kids with special needs and disabilities. So those in wheelchairs, they'll have larger eggs in areas that they can reach.
Uh-huh.
And for kids with autism, they have a sensory-friendly part of the hunt. So really nice, you know?
Oh, I love that.
I love anytime there's an activity that the idea of being more inclusive is at the forefront of it. And I think this is absolutely awesome because there's so many kids, there's so many people out there that they don't get to experience these type of events.
Yes,
So I'm excited for them. It's going to be a good time.
Uh-huh. So Golden Park tomorrow at 11 a.m. Okay, moving on to this little fancy retreat. Jennifer Aniston, your girl. Hi, Antoine.
I've come around on Jennifer Aniston. I'm a fan. I've come around.
And wait a second. Antoine hasn't always liked Jennifer Aniston.
She's felt very Kroger brand to me.
Oh,
and
no.
Shout out to Kroger brand. Shout out to Kroger. No. But Jennifer Aniston felt like the stock celebrity. Like there was nothing special about her.
Oh, I love Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, he said that. Yeah, he called her that ketchup with all the extra juice in it.
That's exactly what she is. Watery ketchup.
All right, well, Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock, they were seen leaving a plastic surgery retreat. So this retreat, they have a surgeon there that specializes in all kinds of injectables and Botox, but I guess you relax, get a spa day.
And that's interesting because Jennifer, my dear Jennifer back in 2015 said that she was against all of that, against all the injectables and injections.
I like how you keep notes.
Things like that. I have to know my enemies. She was my enemy at the time. We're friends now.
Well, listen to this. Just because she was there doesn't mean she was getting injectables. She could have been there protesting. So we don't know for sure.
See, that's cute, Chris. You said that she was protesting the injectables.
She could have been out in front of that retreat, hold up a poster board that says injectables are bad. Oh, come on. That's not cricket worthy.
Yeah, mama, I wasn't drinking at the bar. I was there I was protesting shots and everything.
Chris, you tried it. All right, so Beyonce's album, you tried that, right?
Oh,
did you give
it
a listen?
I started it.
Yes, her album Cowboy Carter is out, and people, they're giving their reviews, So far, I don't think the reviews have been that negative.
It's I haven't really... seen a negative one yet, actually, on my timeline.
Okay. I've seen a couple that are like, get it out of here. Stop it, Beyonce. but there's been a lot of positive.
Yeah, so I listened to, I kind of scanned through it this morning, and I'd say most of the songs sound very kind of traditional country, except for
a few. The old school vibe?
Yeah, yes. I mean, like we mentioned before, Willie Nelson is on there on a couple of songs. Post Malone is on a song, and then Miley Cyrus is on a song, too. So
okay, no Dolly Parton?
I don't see, let's see here. Hold on.
That's what I want.
Dolly
I want to see Dolly.
Dolly Parton's on her song, but she just might not be on the Jolene song is Jolene. Everything that I've read.
Yeah. Mm. Now, looking at when she has her features on here, I don't see Dolly Parton's name by any song. So maybe Beyonce and Dolly have done something else together that's not out yet. Because we also heard rumors that she did something with Taylor Swift that's not on this album either.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with it. I think it's going to be great. You know, she's going to surprise us all.
Hey, feeling good.
So good. So good.
You're heading into the weekend, Easter weekend, with the K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we want to know, what has you feeling good heading into the weekend? Text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Monica, why don't you set it off?
Ooh, I am feeling good about my bathroom pants.
Not the bathroom pants from like 6 months ago.
I didn't tell y'all yesterday I had on those bathroom pants. So I went into the ladies' room. We have a nice ladies' room here at K92. There were a pair of pants sitting there. And it was sitting on a table where, you know, I think that it's like a free pair of pants.
Okay, so you don't know where these pants originated?
No, I don't know.
They were just somebody in the bathroom.
I'm closer to someone in this building now. But I took those pants home, washed them, and I wore them yesterday. I said, look at these bathroom pants. And I kind of wanted to walk around and see if someone, you know, whoever they belonged to originally, noticed my bum in their pants. But they didn't, so.
So I have a follow-up question for you, Chris. If you went into the men's bathroom.
The answer is no. I know what you're going to ask me.
I don't even finish the question.
If I got random pants somewhere, I'm not going to touch them. I'm not thinking about
it. They were.
Oh, I wonder what I would look like in those pair of pants.
Monica took it one step further. Monica not only wondered what she looked like in those pants, she took them home, she washed them, she dried them, and she put them on.
Yeah. What? They're nice pants.
I'm glad that they fit.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. I'm not going to ruin your feel-good moment heading into the
Monica
weekend.
Monica adopted those pants and going to take care of them on her taxes.
Write them down.
Yeah. So my feel-good Friday is actually something similar to what Monica said. I have lost 10 pounds since the beginning of the year.
Congratulations.
And I don't know Ozempic either.
Now, even if you are, it's your own business.
Now, I will say this. I should be about 13 pounds lighter. However, Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh, those
3 pounds of them?
Yes. I've bought a couple of bags over the past month.
So this weekend, you're ready.
Yeah. You're ready I think I've had my fill of Cadbury cream eggs or the Cadbury mini eggs. Cream eggs, ugh. The mini eggs are the bomb. So that's been my indulgence over the past month.
So for that person that's listening right now, that's jealous of you, Chris, that you've lost 10 pounds. They've been trying to lose weight the entire 2024. What's your secret or what's some advice you can give them to help knock off those pounds so they could be like you or be like Monica and wear someone else's pants?
Quit shoveling food in your mouth when you don't need it.
That's
what it boils down to.
A drill sergeant?
Yeah, no. I had to tell myself, quit shoveling food in your mouth.
I was totally expecting you to say something along the lines of, listen, you have to give yourself what you need to be happy.
Uh-huh.
Don't feel depressed, you know. Cut back on those portions just a little bit. No, Chris said, stop eating all that food. All that junk food.
Yeah, I've been practicing self-control. Now, I may not have self-control in 6 months, but I'm practicing it good right now.
All right, well, make sure you text in your Feel Good Friday to 52353. Like Katie and Floyd, I'm feeling good today because I leave for Japan in 5 days.
That's going to be so much fun. I mean, I've never been to Japan, but I've seen like TikTok videos, and it looks like so much fun.
I'm going to go to Japan. Katie, you are coming back, right? Because we need you to be a part of the K92 Morning Thing. Jesse and Bonsack is feeling good because they finally got their nerdy partner.
Okay, got a nerdy partner.
I don't know if that means a partner in life or a comic book partner.
I know, look.
But whatever it is, you have them. Keep texting in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Hey, feeling good.
good heading into the weekend. We're getting text messages from you at 52353. You're telling us what thing, big, small, little, left, right, that is making you feel good heading into the weekend. Shout out to Jonathan, who texted in to 52353. He is excited. He is feeling good because he's getting ready to start spring break and spend time with his kids.
Okay.
Aw. Yeah. So he's adorable.
Yep. He'll go like day three, like, okay, what are we doing here?
Someone has to. You either have to go back to school or I got to go back to work.
I got
to
feed you again.
Someone got to leave.
So I take it there's 2 weeks of spring break going on. I know there's a lot of students out this week, and then the kids that weren't on spring break this week are on spring break next week.
And it's also weird because in Montgomery County, so that's the NRV, their spring break started yesterday and goes through Wednesday of next week.
Yep.
And then they go back to school next
Thursday. You don't know who's in school, who's out of school.
So
you just
random.
Gotta.
We got another text here. This is from Jessica in Forest. She says, I'm feeling good that I'm a preschool teacher and Monday through Wednesday is our spring break.
See?
So I'm off. Then I work Thursday, but I'm off Friday. And all the following week, I'm going to a wedding and a solar eclipse trip with my husband.
There you go, Jessica.
My question is, why are you working on Thursday? That seems to make no sense to me. You're off Monday through Wednesday, spring break, and then you're off Friday through the next week.
But that's a feel-good work day.
Thursday off.
You know?
It is.
Yeah.
Maybe Jessica used all her personal days and she'd have enough to take off Thursday.
Jessica, I'll send you 8 hours. I got you. Hey, guys, I'm feeling good because my Amazon package arrived a day earlier.
Oh.
And it's one of necessity. It's the clippers for my beard.
Ooh.
Because I was shaving my beard on Monday. And then I drop the clippers on the floor. And anyone, if you have clippers and you drop them on the floor, they're pretty much done at that point. So I jumped on Amazon immediately to order some new ones. And they said they wasn't going to be here until Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But they arrived yesterday. So now I can clean up my beard for Easter weekend so I can be fresh.
Oh, look.
Right now it's a little scraggly.
You got your Easter outfit. Scraggly. You got to get ready for your picture.
Like
you
I'm 7 years old. I got my purple suit that I'm going to wear. But no, I just absolutely love when an Amazon package shows up a day early.
Yeah.
It's good feeling.
It's a little present from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. But yeah, keep texting in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Why are you feeling good heading into Easter weekend? Just following the momentum of the conversation earlier today, it's spring break.
Yes.
For pretty much everybody, it seems like. And so that has us thinking, like, what are some of your spring break memories, whether they're good, whether they're bad? Like, when you hear spring break, what do you think of?
Okay, when I hear spring break, I think about Bedford County and being at home with all my cousins, my nieces and nephew.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a bunch of us and we were outside playing. We were in the woods running around, you know, like, or either I was watching my stories and eating a bag of dark cherries.
You were watching your what now?
My stories.
Your stories?
Yep, because I was that child that
one. And by stories, you mean?
The soaps.
The soap opera.
The soaps and also Sailor Moon. I enjoyed some Sailor Moon and I remember yelling at them because they were too loud. They needed to calm down. I was trying to enjoy some Dr. Pepper and some dark cherries.
You were a 70-year-old, 9-year-old. And let's see. We got a text in to 52353. Emily from Salem says that when she hears spring break, she thinks of MTV Spring Break that came on TV back in the day. Listen. That had my attention.
Yeah, that was a lot.
As a youth. There's a youth male looking at all the women dance. I said,
that was
yes,
a lot of things.
Show
right
me
there.
More beach Woo! Parties. But for me, I think my favorite spring break memory is when my mother took my brother and I to Disney World.
Uh-huh.
We went to Disney World and it was the first and only time I'd ever been on a plane with my mom.
Okay.
And as a kid, I'm getting to see all my heroes. The Mickeys, the Minnies, the Goofies. I'm getting to see them all up close for the first time. I was probably 8 or 9 years old.
Aww.
My brother was 13, 14. He wasn't as excited as I was, but it was the best. It was so good. My mother never took me on another spring break.
That's it. That's the main trip. That's all you get.
That was $56,000.
Expensive.
All right. Well, my spring break memory is completely opposite from the two of yours. I never went anywhere for spring break. My parents never, ever took us anywhere for spring break. And I was always jealous of people like you where we'd come back from spring break. Everyone's talking about, what'd you do on spring break? Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing about all these fun stories that people went to the beach, Disney World, went to New York City.
Oh.
I'm like, I just sat home on the couch.
You didn't even watch TV?
No. My mom yelled at me like she normally does.
Oh.
Yeah, for doing stuff I'm not supposed to do.
You can just sit around here all week long off the gig or do nothing.
Yeah, my dad having me do chores around the house.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? Save this clip. Put this as a Mother's Day card. She's going to open it up and she's like, what? What story is this?
Yeah, no spring break for me. We never went anywhere for spring break. We did do some trips during the summer, but there was the thought of a spring break trip.
Uh-huh.
Not even in my parents' head. Uh-uh.
You know what I think we need to do? You know what? Next year, 2025, Monica, we need to have a K92 spring break trip. We need to take Chris on a spring break trip.
Yeah.
Next spring, 2025. Chris, where do you want to go? You pick the place. Monica's going to pay for it.
We can be reimbursed.
All right, somewhere I've always wanted to go, and we actually went here when I was really little.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the few summer trips we took, but I don't remember a lot about it. I want to go to Cedar Point.
Cedar Point. Okay.
I love roller coasters.
Oh.
And I've always wanted to go to Cedar Point as an adult. So maybe we rent an RV and drive up to Cedar Point.
All right. I don't mind holding things while y'all are on the roller coaster. I'm not that person that you probably want on the roller coaster.
Is not get on the roller coaster with you, Chris. I'm letting you know.
I feel like it's a terrible experience. I look like I've been traumatized by the time I get off the ride. And I know it's people laugh. But I, you know, for me, I'm in tears. This is not my thing. So I'll hold the bags.
Trauma.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 2025 K92 spring break. We got to take Chris somewhere. Keep texting in 52353. Someone supports you, Monica, saying there's nothing like a good old Bedford County spring break.
Yeah.
They were out there in the woods, would
you? You're waking up with the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play wordplay for your shot to win your way in to go see Sam Hunt and Brett Young in Charlottesville on April the 13th. And who do we have on the show to play this morning?
We got Miss Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right, Amber, before we jump into K92's wordplay for your chance to win those tickets, are you celebrating spring break, you or any kids or anybody?
Yeah, me, my husband, and kids are going to Florida. We're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
What part of Florida, if you don't mind me asking and being nosy?
Sarasota.
Sarasota? Oh, I love Sarasota. Oh, I went to Sarasota.
It's so pretty there.
It is, yeah.
I've never been to Sarasota, guys.
Yeah, there's a
never been there.
Italian restaurant. I just gobbled up their spaghetti. I was like, but anyway, that has nothing to do with anything.
Amber, make sure you go to the Italian restaurant that Monica went to and she gobbled up everything.
Yeah,
okay?
I just gobbled up everything. The restaurant's gone now.
All right, Amber. Well, you have to decide who do you want to play with. So which K92 member of the morning thing do you want to partner up with?
And Monica.
You're going with Monica. All right, Monica, go out there and think about your Italian restaurant.
Send Monica to the soundproof chamber.
I like how helpful Monica was. Like, there's this great restaurant, Amber. Hey. I don't know the name of it. It's Italian food, so just Yelp Italian food.
Yeah, it's a
We're
restaurant.
Going great already.
Yeah, it's a restaurant that's no longer there because it was washed away by a hurricane.
Right. Oh, that got depressing.
Look, I lived in Florida for a long time, and we had a lot of hurricanes.
Oh, man. All right, let's go on a positive note and play K92's wordplay.
All right, your first word is going to be grocery.
Bag.
Grocery bag, all right.
Your second word is tree.
Oil.
Say it again, tree what?
Oil, O-I-L.
Okay, tree oil, okay.
Oh. Oil. Is that a tough word for you to say?
I love it.
All right. The next word is Easter.
Bunny.
Easter bunny. All right. Good one.
The fourth word is candy.
Bar.
All right. As long as you didn't say candy corn, I was going to block you.
We were going to hang up. All right. And your last word is always a name. Christina.
Aguilera.
All right.
Of course. She ended the happy hour triple play. I don't know if there was another Christina to think about.
I hear Monica running her mouth, and she's in the soundproof chamber. It ain't very soundproof, so let me go get her.
All right. So you need to get 2 out of 5 to win these pair of tickets to go see Sam Hunt and Brett Young. Going to be at the John Paul Jones Arena on April 13th. That'd be a great way to end your spring break. You'll leave Florida and go right to a concert. Drop them kids off somewhere else, though. They don't deserve it.
Exactly.
All right. We got Monica back from the soundproof chamber. Monica, are you ready? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great. Yeah.
All right.
The first word is grocery.
Store.
What did you say?
Bag.
Both answers are good. Okay. Both answers are pretty good. I'm not mad at either one of them.
All right. The next word is tree.
Tree.
I will give you $1,000 right now, cash money, if you match with Amber.
Okay. All right. So I'm jumping into Amber's brain.
There's no way.
There's no way?
There's no way. Say
no,
it.
No.
Anything.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's, there's a tree swing.
Okay, you know what?
Tree cat.
All right. Nope, none of those.
Tree, she didn't say house.
Close.
Amber, what did you say?
Oil.
You have to spell it. Oil. Tree oil.
Tree oil.
Oil.
There you go. Tree oil. Right.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of tree oil before.
Yeah, tree oil for your hair. Yeah.
Okay.
Skin and hair.
I'm bald, so that makes sense.
Tree oil.
Yeah, I have I always have them use the tea tree oil on my
hair. Yeah, it's good stuff.
For that shampooing, it's like a little minty tingle to it.
Great job, Amber. You're doing fabulous. Yes. You're doing fabulous.
The next word is Easter.
Easter. Ooh. Easter. I'm going bunny.
Easter bunny. Yeah. Amber, what did you say?
Bunny.
Bunny. Okay. There we go. Finally.
Yes.
We got an answer. We're on the board.
All right. The next word, candy.
Candy. Candy bar.
Candy bar. That would make sense. It's better than oil. Amber, what did you say?
Bar.
Yeah, she got bars. She got bars for days. What? Anyway.
And the last word was a name, Christina. What would you have said for that?
Aguilera.
You had to say Christina Aguilera. Uh-huh. Did Amber say Christina Aguilera?
I did.
Okay.
There you go. Look at you. You finished strong. We started weak, but we finished strong, and that's all that matters.
All right. You still got you got the tickets. You won those tickets to see Sam Hunt. He's going to be in Charlottesville April the 13th. K92.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
We know that the three of us, we've kind of aged out of the Easter basket. The Easter Bunny is not really bringing us too much stuff anymore.
Easter Bunny stops by to see me.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Aren't you fast? I'm moving in. You have a spare bedroom for me. If you could pick any three random items to be in your Easter basket, what do you want to be included in your Easter basket? It is Easter weekend, so maybe, if you're like Monica, the Easter Bunny is going to show up Sunday morning with a brand new basket for you. Chris, what's in yours?
Okay, three things I would really like in my Easter basket. First, a bottle of tire shine, because I like to have my tires on my car looking shiny all the time.
All right.
I go through that stuff pretty quick. The rest of my car may be dirty, but my tires are always going to shine. Second of all, bug spray, because mosquito season is going to be here before we know it. And
they come for you?
Mosquitoes love me.
Okay, braggy.
Yeah.
I got that good blood over here.
And then the third thing I need in my Easter basket is doggy poop bags, because I can never have enough.
Okay.
Oh, this is a legitimate functional that you need. Easter basket.
Yes. Okay. I feel like I put a lot of thought into my Easter basket, and all three of these things are going to get put to good use.
Okay.
Let me go next then, because I don't know what Monica's going to say. I think in my Easter basket, I would like a full-sized Milky Way candy bar. I don't want a milk. Why are you so rude to me?
That's what you want.
It's
your
my
Easter basket.
I want full size. Okay, not I think king you can get size, that. Not fun size. I want a full size Milky Way candy bar. I want a new pair of sneakers.
Okay.
On some
that
Nikes.
Be expensive.
Listen.
But it's your Easter basket.
Exactly. And then the number one thing that I want, having received this in years, probably been over a decade, in my Easter basket, I want a brand new Will Smith rap album.
Where's the crickets?
I just
where are those
want,
crickets, Antoine?
I just want No, because he's a good rap. He won the first Grammy for rap album, guys.
Antoine, I think you're the only person that wants a new Will Smith rap album. Text the show right now to 52353. If you've been waiting for that next Will Smith rap album.
He's the only one.
I want to get jiggy with it again. Part two. Monica, what's in your Easter basket, girl?
Okay, so in my Easter basket, I know I want sage, because I like to have sage, you know.
To keep the evil spirits away.
Keep all the spirits. I will sage somebody real quick if it doesn't feel right. All right, a good bottle of Prosecco.
Okay, a little alcohol. Oh, I should have put alcohol.
You don't get your, what is it, the blackberry, blueberry, peach something?
Dude, leave me alone.
Oh, okay, you don't get that everybody's looking for? All right, and some new waist beads, because like I told you, I'm popping my waist beads are just, I got them hung in my outfit, and they just broke.
Okay.
So I need some new ones.
I don't appreciate that I got judged. Everyone else, we're all good with it.
Everyone's
happy.
I mean, Will Smith album?
Yeah.
No, for real.
Like a banger. You can dance.
Will Smith doesn't even want his album.
With your way. Why are you so hateful?
We just got a text. Nah, sorry, Antoine. Nobody ain't want no Will Smith album but you.
There's a text in the 52353 that Chris read earlier that said, nah, sorry, Antoine.
Yeah.
Come on. That was good times. Sad basket. Good time. Some of the other text messages that we got from Jamie in Lynchburg, who was the one that shamed my Will Smith, mind you. Jamie says, plastic acrylic draws, a maid gift card, a pool boy for pool cleaning purposes.
Yep. That's what she said.
She's like, I get a pool too. I ain't got the pool yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Someone else texted in to 52353 saying, cash, baby. And malted balls. I don't know what malted balls are.
The candy, the malt balls.
Yeah, I mean, they're terrible. That's a terrible candy. I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't. Like, you can take all the malted balls you want, you know?
And then Brian in Cave Spring says, a 1 pound bag of beef jerky because that stuff isn't cheap anymore. A new bass fishing shirt and some brake pads for my truck.
All right, taking care of business,
it's
Brian.
Like
$20,000. Yeah, that's an expensive bag.
All sensible items right there. Mm-hmm.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Spring break weekend, Easter weekend. Time to hang out with your friends and family until they get on your nerves.
Mm.
And then you want to go off to your man cave, your woman cave, your bedroom, and just binge something to disappear from the world. What are you watching this weekend? We're going to give you some recommendations, starting with Miss Monica.
Okay, well, I've been checking out Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Okay, I've seen that.
That show,
It looks weird. What is it about?
It is weird. It's about, you know, humanity and aliens and, you know, what happens to us. And I will say, and the reason I say I give that description right there
is any sci-fi movie that's come out in the last 20 years.
Why I delivered that description is because I have to start it over like for the fifth time.
Okay,
because
makes more sense now because
I've started it.
And you don't know what it's about.
And I keep getting up and walking away. And so I need to like sit down and make myself just get through that first episode. Because I think it's going to be great. Once I get into it, I'm going to enjoy it.
All right. So I just pulled up the quick synopsis on it. A fateful decision in 1960s China echoes through space and time to a group of scientists in the present, forcing them to face humanity's greatest threat.
Yes.
Which is humanity, aliens, and whatever the other thing you said was.
Yeah, I just got to pay attention.
All right, that sounds boring to me. Sorry.
I will say this. It's 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Boring.
So people are liking it. All right, Chris, what are you watching? Or what are you suggesting?
Okay, don't judge me, but I have watched the new Roadhouse movie three times.
Three?
Gracious.
Listen, I watched it once in full sitting and watched it, but I put it on a couple other times this week while I'm doing things around the house. Because I really had time to sit down and just watch and pay attention to something. But I've put it on a couple of times and I've caught some moments that I missed before.
Okay.
It's just good, cheesy fun. But I will say Conor McGregor cannot act. He's like a real life cartoon character in this movie.
Is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good, cheesy fun. It's a bad movie that's good.
I did watch Roadhouse and I will say Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor, they worked out.
They really did hard.
They
look good. Mm-hmm.
They put in so many. I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal had extra abs. Or something. Uh-huh. Didn't it look like it?
Yeah. Are you saying he got surgery? Are you saying, Monica, did he get plastic ass surgery?
Did y'all
surgery?
Look at it?
All right, I've heard great things about it. If you watched it three times over the course of a week, it has to be really good. My recommendation is Silly Fun, Dumb Action. It's in a movie theater right now. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire.
It's a part
of the whole Godzilla King Kong franchise. Listen.
I kind of want to watch that.
It is dumb action. It's a lot of CGI. It's Godzilla.
A lot of noises.
King Kong. They're fighting each other, and then they have to partner up to fight this new threat that's coming to attack humanity.
Always a threat, you know?
It's always a
threat. And
huge
it's always,
threat.
You know, machine. It's those mechanical noises in those movies. It's like,
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I love me a good dumb action movie. This, Fast and the Furious. Like, these are just movies that allow for me to escape the world. And so I would escape to a world where there are giant monsters trying to kill us all.
Okay, Antoine, I want you to give me your best Godzilla imitation. What does he sound like?
That is it.
Okay.
That was from the diaphragm right there, guys.
Okay.
I think I pulled something. That's all I can do. But yes, for more recommendations and the trailers to the things that we talked about, just make sure you visit our website, k92radio.com.
Jack Harlow, Love It On Me on K92 is the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And starting Monday, six times a day, we're going to give you a shot to win $1,000.
That's taking care of someone's vacation right there.
It is 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Listen for a cash keyword that you'll enter at K92radio.com.
We only like odd numbers over here.
Yep.
So once again, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. If you are a fan of even numbers, you better go somewhere else. We don't do it over here. But yeah, $1,000 and Monica, to your point, spring break.
Yeah.
Graduation money, prom.
Oh, graduation money.
So many opportunities that you're going to need a few extra dollars in your pocket. Yes.
Yep. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I'm like, graduation.
You about to get those graduation invitations.
Yeah, that's about to happen.
But yeah, so just make sure you are here Monday morning for your first chance to win that. It's Easter weekend, spring break weekend. So we want you to have a great, fun, fulfilling weekend with friends and family. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. The only limits you have are the limits you believe.
Be limitless. Do whatever you want. Just don't get arrested. Brand new episode of The Thing Monday morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Hello.
Later, Gator.